You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Happy holidays from these awesome and local sponsors, Pop's Hogwild Barbecue in downtown Rogers and catering all of Northwest Arkansas, RV's Flooring in Springdale, Fuzzy's Taco Shop in Fayetteville, Boho Boutique in downtown Fayetteville, and Mojo's Pints and Pies. Support local businesses this holiday season. Happy holidays from 3B Radio.
Yes, the happy holiday season right here on 3B Radio. That last one right there, Mojo's Pints and Pies, good friends of 3B Radio. We've known them since they were very first here in Fayetteville. Little babies, little baby pizza makers.
Yeah.
They just have an awesome place over there. Live music almost every night of the week. Tonight, half price pizza night, $8 pitchers. And a reminder, they do deliver the best pie in town. Go give them a call at 479-935-3459. That's 935-3459. Stop by there, get yourself a pint or a pie. And again, half price night is tonight on Monday night. It's very busy out there, and it's well worth it. I'll tell you that, all at Mojo's. So they're talking about the holiday season. Got the girlfriend's kid already wanting the Christmas tree up. I see people putting the Christmas tree up already.
It's time. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah.
It's after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I say after Thanksgiving, it's fair game.
Well, I think I'm going to get a live tree again this year. I got a live tree last year. And some people are like, well, you know, you get the live tree. What the hell are you going to do with it? I actually, a friend of mine is a good fisherman. He loves to fish almost every day. He took my tree last year, put it into a spot in the lake. And then we're going to do the same thing again this year. And then we're going to make ourselves a little... you know, a place to catch fish.
What happened? Does it just... Oh, he puts it...
You drop it in the water.
Isn't that littering?
No. They do this. They actually do this at the lake. It provides shelter.
Illegal.
No, it provides shelter and in some spots for the fish to stay.
Right.
As long as you don't do it in the middle of
the
lake.
What if everybody just like dumped their trees out in the, on the lake?
You can do that in certain spots. As long as you do it carefully, I don't think they care too much.
Okay.
So anyways, maybe I'm giving away a secret, but either way, this is pretty awesome.
Your buddy's probably listening right now like, no, Brandon, shut up. It's highly illegal.
No, I'm pretty positive we could.
It's against the Pollution Act of 1979.
I'm like 30% sure. That's pretty good, right?
Hey, you're drinking it.
So, that's right. Let's get a couple more filters. It'll taste a little bit like a Christmas tree. That's not bad. So, these live Christmas trees, I just like them better. I know maybe it saves some more energy and cutting down the trees, but I've always just liked the real live Christmas tree, the smell and all of that stuff, just like probably a lot of families out there. We drape the Christmas trees in tinsel and put the lights on them, and everyone loves them. Well, apparently, you're hanging out with about 25,000 critters, of whom your tree is now sweet home to them. Researchers revealed that a legion of lice, mites, moths, spiders, the occasional squirrel. If you've been watching that movie yet, they are right there in hibernation in your tree. So the worst part about this is that it's sort of like a confetti for your house. Everything's asleep, and then at a certain day, it gets warm enough where all these bugs just come to life and start flying out of your tree. So they hibernate
for the winter. It's 72 all the time in your house. So.
Right, so they're hibernating for the winter already. Maybe not around here since it's like 70 degrees.
Right.
But, yeah, you should make sure that the tree is shook well. If you have allergies sometimes.
Beaver falls out.
Ooh. Hey. Cut it out.
Homeless guy just, well.
Yeah.
No, just joking. That's Fayetteville joke. If you pound the tree on a white cloth before you throw it out on after Christmas, you'll discover quite a number of bugs. One doctor says here, and that is because almost every tree, no matter what, has a few bugs in it. Are you willing to live with a few bugs? The way my house is, I'm fine with it.
I got a few already. Yeah,
let them just like stay there. As long as you know, I have a big spider that I'll leave in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he eats
all.
He gets
all the other bugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm good as long as nothing passes him. So there you go. You need to take consideration. There are plenty of insects and bugs in potted plants and other things around the house as well. And a Christmas tree is no different. So go on, get your Christmas tree. Don't freak out. Only unless you have bad allergies. to the pine needles. And then that's on you guys.
You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.